In anticipation of Sunday's Academy Awards, we've been talking about some of the influences that have shaped contemporary American film acting. In the third and final part of our series, we look at those who say the words are as important as an actor's emotional life and experience as important as training. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Virginia Madsen spent a lot of time languishing in B-movies. That was before Madsen landed the role of the sensual, sensitive waitress Maya in a small independent film called Sideways. The movie went on to be nominated for Best Picture and earned Madsen a nomination for Best Supporting Actress.
I like to think about the life of wine. I like to think about what was going on the year the grapes were growing, how the sun was shining, if it rained. I like how wine continues to evolve. Like, if I opened a bottle of wine today, it would taste different than if I'd opened it on any other day.
During her years toiling in obscurity, Madsen worked with a lot of different kinds of actors and developed a healthy skepticism about the method, a way of acting that has its roots in the teachings of Russian actor Konstantin Stanislavski at the turn of the 20th century. The method was introduced in this country by the group theater in the 1930s. Madsen says for some actors, the method has become little more than an annoying self-indulgence.
I find when people are doing their method and they're doing all these little sort of tricks to get them in the moment, like I had an actor who needed to scream suddenly and loudly right before the take, and he said it was to relax himself. But I think, you know, you have to get rid of all that stuff. I don't care who you are, it doesn't work. And it's what you do in acting class.
The method, which emphasizes an actor's inner life, started getting a bad name almost as soon as it started getting popular. Complaints about Brando's mumbling appeared side by side with reviews of his brilliant acting. And for some actors, the method became an ossified idea instead of an evolving system, which, says actress Laura Linney, is what Stanislavski first envisioned.
He set out this wonderful sort of, you know, these sort of processes to explore and experience, but then to use them and take them and mix them together like a great chef and figure out what's best for you within the part that you're doing. And it's interesting to see the politics of acting that have happened over the past decades and to see how passionate people become about it. There are groups of people who really believe it is all about the actor first. Then there's another group that believes it is all about the word on the page first.
If it's not on the page, you're in a stinky play. Try to get out of it.
Actor William Macy. Macy and the playwright David Mamet formed the Atlantic Theater Company in 1983, inspired, as their website says, by the group theater, Stanislavski, and a passion for ensemble acting. But Macy says they were also determined to reject the excesses of the method and to take the emphasis off the actor and put it back on the written word.
A lot of actors will do the history of their character. Their wallet is filled with fake IDs. They've drawn a little map of what's out the imaginary door and all the imaginary neighbors and all of this stuff. And I used to do it too, until I asked myself one day, I wonder what would happen if I didn't do that. And the answer was, nothing. It has nothing to do with the play.
Though David Mamet has been scathingly critical of the method and the acting schools it has spawned, he and Macy also founded a school at the Atlantic Theater Company.
Good. Let it out, you guys. I want you to go as fast as you possibly can. Okay. Don't be afraid to repeat.
Mamet himself studied acting for a year with former group theater member Sanford Meisner, who taught that once actors figure out what they want in a scene, everything else falls into place. The Atlantic Theater's drama school uses the repetition exercise, a Meisner technique, to help actors with their objective.
Raise that go.
Trust me.
Trust you.
Trust me.
Trust you.
Don't look confused.
Smile.
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 What did you want to say to her right there, Ashley?
I don't know.
The young people who attend the school say they don't feel tied down to one approach to acting, but are encouraged to explore different ideas. Ashley Lambert studied in London for a year, where, she says, she was urged to use her imagination, especially in working on Shakespeare.
I liked that. I liked having, you know, these little, like, diamonds of creativity floating around in my head as I'm spitting out all these words that are huge and dated, and it made it seem more real to me. But I know that to really connect to what I was saying, I still fell back to Atlantic, which puts you in the present moment of the scene where there's nothing else but you and this other person, and you have something to get from them, and you get it.
I've got to see you.
No.
What is this?
I don't want trouble.
I'm not trouble.
You're taken.
I've got to see you.
Tough.
These days, the most talented actors are the most versatile. Robert Brustein, former dean of the Yale Drama School and founder of the Institute for Advanced Theater Training at Harvard, says he helped develop programs that moved actors beyond Stanislavski.
The Stanislavski technique became a basic building block of the acting technique, but it was only the building block. It was the foundation on which we built a second and a third year, which had to do with verse speaking and learning how to do the classics, Shakespeare, and something we called postmodernism, which was the new theater, the theater of Beckett, the theater of Ionesco, theater of Sam Shepard, the theater of Brecht.
Brustein, author of the new book Letters to a Young Actor, says after a certain point, any training has its limits. An actor must act.
In the past, the great actors were created by apprenticing with companies and getting up and doing it. Sometimes they got up and did it badly. Sometimes it took them years to learn it, but nevertheless, the practice of it was just as important as the study of it.
Acting is not, after all, brain surgery or physics, but, says William Macy, without the actor's craft, the world would be a lesser place.
Acting is very, very simple. It is so simple that it's difficult. It's an actor's job to do one tiny little moment at a time. Our purview is about 4 seconds long. It's that one thing you say to the other actor. And when you finish saying that thing, truthfully, without embellishment, then all you do is the next moment, and you put them all together and you've done Hamlet.
Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
You can hear William H. Macy talking about acting on stage at NPR.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. The production staff includes Christine Arrowsmith, Diana Douglas, Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Steve Monroe, Melinda Weir, and Jim Wallace at NPR West. The Radio Expeditions production staff includes Carolyn Jensen, Jessica Goldstein, editor Christopher Joyce, and technical director William McQuay, with sound engineering by Michael Schweppe. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.